בעזרת השם, אני כותב מוהר"ן, תורה למד זין, פרט זין. So Rabbeinu is saying that you need to respect the Bnei Amei Arotzot because from them the Torah is going to come out to us. That by that we're going to respect them, they're going to be able to reveal their Torah. This is the tikkun of this generation. The people cannot do tshuva out of stress. Cannot. It's not happening. If you're not respecting the person and you let him speak and you listen to him until he finishes, until he says everything he's got to say, if you're not going to let him talk, if you're not going to let him be who that he is, he will never going to be able to complete his tshuva. So this is why you need to respect them. Kaledei hakavod, because by the Torah itgale biyoter ha-Torah mi-italmuta. The hidden Torah is going to be revealed. Hainu ha-nefesh means the soul. The soul of the people is going to be revealed. Means that you have a soul. People are going to start believing themselves. Because people don't believe in themselves, because they were not respected. They were not being honored enough. Every time they opened the mouth, so people laughed at them and told them, ah, it's not funny. You're wrong. Been rebuked again and again, again and again. So he cannot believe in himself. So of course that he cannot believe that he can say Chidushei Torah. Who am I to learn Torah? Who am I to write Chidushim? But it's all nonsense. Why not? Hashem Yitbarach is here. I can open him and open myself to him. So why that I won't be a pipe of the Nachal Noveh? Why that I won't be a pipe of the Nachal Noveh? The water of Torah, the water of wisdom, in the will of the Rebbe Milubavitch, he wrote over there that he had a dream, if I'm not wrong, that he had a dream that he saw that now we need to put light of chaos, of tow, into vessels of purity, into vessels of tahara, of kedusha, of holiness. And there were rabbis that explained that as a certain understanding of the Rebbe Milubavitch on the way of Rav Shlomo Karlibach. That Rav Shlomo Karlibach, he tried to bring people to do tshuva in the normal way, to go to Beit Midrash and to talk to people, Divrei Torah, and they didn't want it to hear over there. How can you teach Talmidei Chachamim that they need to do tshuva? You cannot do that. They don't have the vessels. They're not learning enough. And not able to understand how far they are from Hashem Yitbarach. So we went and started to give classes in college, in schools, over there in the United States, and also there. You can close it. Thank you. Just needed a little bit of fresh air. And he saw that you cannot teach the students over there in the universities when they're divided to men and women in two different classes, they will not going to come. Women in the back, men in front, they will not going to come to the classes. So Shlomo Karlibach started to talk to people. So he realized that you need to bring that light of chaos into the vessels of Kedusha. And the nature of the water is there receiving the shape of the vessel. Means even if you bring light and water of chaos and you put it into vessels of Kedusha, they're going to receive the shape of the vessel. They're going to become to be Kedusha. This is what the Rabbi Yisrael Dov Odeser, the Breslover, he said, that one day people are going to come out from the sewer and they're going to wear the stripes, kittel of us, of Yerushalmim, of Shabbos. And those are us. Those are us. People just that born so far from holiness, so far from Kedusha, and slowly we're receiving the shape of the vest. You learn a little bit more halachot, you learn a little bit more about Shabbos, about how to behave, how to respect your wife, how to learn Torah, another chapter, another part, another paragraph, another verse. You learn another bracha in Shmona Esrei. So now you know two brachot in Shmona Esrei. Wonderful. Tomorrow you're going to learn another one. And then you're going to know three. And in the day after, or 1 week after, or maybe it's going to take you a year, you're going to learn another bracha. And then you're going to have four. And you're going to be able to aim to put your heart into four brachot of Shmona Esrei. Can we imagine? Can we understand? What can we achieve? Because if you put your heart into what that you do, everything that you do becomes to be different. But you have to put your heart. If you don't put your heart into the things, it's written, Tov me'at be'kavana me'arbe be'lo kavana. You can do a lot, you can do plenty. With no intention, with no heart, it's like you haven't done much at all. You can finish books on books on books, and mamash, masechtot, and you finish shas. Doesn't worth so much. If you don't know how to behave in the end of your limud, if your wife asks you, what have you learned in the yeshiva? And you come and you start playing with her mind and you tell her, oh, Tosfot, you said this and that, and the Ritva Makshe on that, and we learned amazing explanation by the Maharam Shif. And you say, it's not what she asked. She just wanted to ask, how are you? What's going on? How is it in school? What are you doing? How was it? She didn't ask. But you, such a Talmid Chacham and arrogant, and you don't know, she just wanted to sit and talk to you, not to hear all of your shtuyot now. Today, don't know. Gevaldik. She needs to have a human being with her in the house, someone to smile to her, someone to talk to her. If you don't have those midot, how she can be who that she is? Like we said before, if you don't respect her, how she can be who that she is? Only when you respect someone, means let him be who that he is, he can start to open himself to you, and to share, and to tell you his fears, and from what he's afraid, why he's so worried about things, and he's so stressed, and he don't know what to do. And if you're not respecting him, if you're not listening to him, if you don't care about him, so every word that he says, he feels like he's been criticized, so he cannot talk. And it's all wrong. It's all wrong. The main thing is missing here. Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah, the way to behave, it's before of the Torah. And when we see the condition of the world, we need to understand that we need to prepare ourselves to deal with the lowest people of them all, and to have patience to talk to people that are talking about nonsense, and people that mamash don't understand nothing about Torah and about mitzvot. Because if we really want to bring them closer to Hashem Yitbarach, how are you going to do that? Can you take someone and lift him to Hashem? Do you know how to do that? You know where Hashem is, that you're going to lift that person to Hashem? What are you going to try to do? To lift him to your place? Maybe you're lower than him. You don't know nothing. You don't know which level he holds. Because Kudsha Baruch Hu Libabaya, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants the heart. So if he's got a heart and you don't have a heart, and you look like an angel and he looks like an animal, but the truth is that he is a lot purer with his heart than you. He's doing every small thing that he's doing L'Shem Shamayim. So how can you help him? And also that it's written, Pen Yersu La'alot El Hashem. Be careful, you can damage, you can ruin when you try to climb to Hashem. Kol HaDochek Et Hashah Sha'ad Dochakto. Every person that tries to achieve something with force, with power in Avodat Hashem, he finds himself that he's all stressed and he doesn't know what to do, and he feels that he's not achieving enough, and he's not doing enough, and
he cannot complete, never, and he always said, and always chasing after himself. So that's not the way.
What is the way? Like we're saying, Amachazir Shechinato leTzion, that Hashem brings back his Shechina to Tzion. That the Shechina, the honor of Hashem, comes down on Mount Sinai. That you want to help a person to be close to Hashem, don't lift him to Hashem, don't bring him, don't try to upgrade him that he's going to be wise enough to understand that. Bring Hashem over to him. Tell him, Hashem is with you. If someone is going to ask you, where is your God? You should tell him, it's Lecha, at your place, in the largest city of Rome, in New York, in Philadelphia, in Miami, in the Bronx, wherever you are. Borolam is with you. You don't need to look for Borolam that is in my life. You should find the Borolam that's inside your life. Bore Olam is with you inside the books that you learn. Bore Olam is with you when you're eating. Bore Olam with your friends when you're talking to them. Bore Olam is the private supervision that you have in your life. You help Hashem Yitbarach to reveal himself also. Hashem Yitbarach is handcuffed. He's a Melech Asur Beratim. Hashem needs our help. In Friday and in Shabbos, I had fever. I felt very bad, and I'm still Baruch Hashem recovering, and was something interesting. 2 weeks ago, some person from the yeshiva came to me and he told me that he was very sick, and he asked Rav Shalom why he was so sick. So Rav Shalom told him, because Rav Dror is makpid on you, is angry about you. So he came to me to ask me if I'm makpid, if I'm angry at him. So I told him, from what that we learned in the Gemara, it's written that any surim belo avon, if you're suffering, so it means you have a sin. It's not because I'm a makpid. Of course I'm not makpid. And even if I was makpid, if you haven't done nothing, so what do you care if I am makpid or not makpid? So if you're sick and you feel bad, so you need to do tshuva. What's my connection to that? And now you want to blame me in the fact that you're sick? So my wife asked me in Shabbos if I thought, Why am I sick? She's wise, this Nudnikit. She asked me, have you thought why you're sick? So I told her, listen, I believe in myself too much to blame myself on things. So she told me, I know. I wanted to tell you that. She felt it. She felt that if I'm going to ask myself differently than that person when he was sick, he felt like something wrong. Immediately, he felt. He asked the Rav because he wanted to know on what. He knew that there is something. He just wanted to know because of what. When she asked me, I felt so good with myself. I knew that I haven't done nothing. I just realized that I just need to rest, or that I need to... And I had a huge understanding about what that we spoke now, just now. The Tzadikim, righteous people, they have the ability to influence on all of Am Yisrael. So why Tzadikim are so special in that and other people cannot affect so much? What's the difference? We know that all of the souls of Am Yisrael are tied to each other. It's all one unit. Kol Yisrael Arevim Ze Laze. We have certain guarantee between us. Means that we're
influencing.
Nice. One on each other. Don't give up. Don't give up. So I said to myself, why one person got that merit that he can affect a lot of people, that he's a general soul, and another one cannot, just only a little bit in his area and not more than that. Why? So we learned about Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu היה ענב מכל אדם. He was the most humble person in the world. All of Am Yisrael, they're connected. Now, if you hold yourself that you're better than someone, so you cannot influence on him. You cannot help him because you think you're above him. So you divided yourself from him. But if you hold yourself that you're lower than everyone, so the light that you receive immediately wash everyone. The light is coming from Hashem and it's going down. So if you're somewhere up, so when you receive the light, this is how you imagine, this is how you close and block the light, so it stops at your place and you hold a certain level, so this is it. But if you're humble, if you're in the lowest place of them all, so the light is washing everyone and illuminating everyone on the way that's come to you. When I felt so bad in Friday and in Saturday morning, I think this Shabbos, it's the first time for I don't know how many years that I didn't went to the mikveh in Shabbos. For years, even in Sirut Nefesh, but this Shabbos, I know I'm not going. Mamash, first time in a few years, maybe 7-8 years, that I missed mikveh. Baruch Hashem. So, I even in days that I was about to lose mikveh, I would go in the middle of the night to Tel Aviv, to the sea, or something like that. I would do crazy stuff to a mikveh that I know in Bet Shemesh. Baruch Hashem, I have Mesirut Nefesh on mikveh. But this Shabbos, totally out. Baruch Hashem. So, I done it bodedut. I was lying on the couch in the living room. And I'm trying to do it bodedut. And I'm saying to myself, what can you do? So I said, you know, Hashem, I'm in the lowest place of them all now. So just illuminate, bring light to the place that I'm at now, and let it illuminate darkness. This is, and that was my bodedut. Almost an hour, just done like that. Just said, Hashem, bring your light down to my place. And I realized that this is the real avodah tzaddikim. This is what tzaddikim are doing. They're bringing Hashem back into the dark places, and that's the job of the Baal Teshuvah, because who like a Baal Teshuvah can find darkness in his life? Who? If you have a candle, I said that in a class in Shari Chesed, if you have a candle in the noontime, you light that candle, it's not so useful. But if you light that candle in darkness, so it can be the greatest candle in the world, it can be so useful, it can do so much good. Mamash, it's a lifeline, it saves life, that candle. So Adrabah, a Baal Teshuvah that is so low, if you're just going to remember Hashem Yitbarach in that place, you illuminate darkness. You illuminate darkness. And that darkness, because that you're bond with the rest of Am Yisrael, because that you're tied to the rest of Am Yisrael, immediately you're going to give light also to them. If one person in the room got a candle, it affects the rest also. Everyone can enjoy that light, not only you. Maybe you more than them, but Adrabah, if you share and you give and you... So, and just need to hold it. And people can receive from you. And it's happening spiritually, even if you're not aiming to that at all. Just the fact that you brought light, that you achieved light, that you remember that Hashem Yitbarach is running the world, that Hashem Yitbarach is teaching Torah L'Amo Yisrael, that Hashem Yitbarach is purifying us in every mitzvah, in everything, every good thing that you do. What that we can achieve in this world is amazing. It's amazing, mamash amazing. Amazing things. Amazing things. And each and every one of us. I want to scream that. I don't know how to tell you again and again. You need to remember. You need to know. You need to believe in yourselves. Each and every one of you can grow to such amazing levels and abilities. Spiritual success you can have in your life. Each and every one of you. And Yetzirah always going to tell you, no, but you're the worst, you screwed up, mamash, you ruined everything, you had so many options, and now you're already old, and you're already occupied, and you're busy, and this, and your wife, it's not the wife of Arav, it's not the wife of this, and your house, and your parnasah, and it's all nonsense. Because Hashem Yitbarach is with you, no matter where you are at. In the moment that you connect yourself to Hashem, Hashem is there. You know what it means that Hashem is with you? That you're able to do everything, to achieve everything, all kinds of wisdoms, all kinds of purity, of Kedusha. Just the reason that you're not doing it is because that you don't believe in yourself that you really have that ability. If you just meditate, close your eyes, do it bodedut, strong it bodedut, put your heart into every word of it bodedut. talk to Hashem, say to Hashem, Hashem, let me feel you. Let me feel you. I want to feel you. I want to feel that you're with me. Let me feel you. And don't stop. Don't drop that tefillah until really you're going to feel Hashem. 10 minutes like that. 12 minutes like that. 15 minutes like that. Say, Hashem, where are you? Give me warmth. Give me love. Give me support. Give me wisdom. You give wisdom. Give me wisdom. Let me understand. Let me have faith. Give me faith. Give me confidence. Give me powers. Superpowers. I want to be brave. Give me courage. Give me confidence. Bitachon, that I can cross the sea. If you're going to do that, you already feel now from the small few words that I'm saying here, how much power it contains. So, if you're going to do it, it's going to be a lot stronger, because what can I give to you? When you're going to look inside and you're going to find Hashem Yitbach inside of yourself, you don't know. You can never imagine. Hashem can open the Red Sea for you. Hashem can open the depths. Hashem can make everything, every miracle that you need. Hashem can provide you, can give you. It's not a problem for Hashem Yitbach. Hashem wants to give you more than you want to receive. Just concentrate. Believe in yourself. Concentrate. Concentrate. Do it, but do it strong, with powers. Close your eyes. Go to a quiet place. Sit alone with Hashem. Stand alone with Hashem. Close your eyes. Commit yourself to Hashem. Hold Hashem in your hands. Tell Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, I'm not leaving you. I'm not leaving. Hold me. Hold me strong. Hold me strong. You're going to see that you're going to go out from the field after 1 hour, a different person. Can deal with everything, not afraid of nothing. And even if Yetzirah is going to try to break you, you're going to have that memory of yesterday's Itbodedut. And you're going to know that over there you charge yourself. You have a place that you can go and drink. You have a place that you can go and relax. You have a place that you can renew yourself. That every time that you go to the Itbodedut and you connect yourself to Hashem, you're a different person. You receive a new soul. Like that, the skin and the organs of the person are changing, the cells are changing, replacing themselves all of the time, physically. You look at the person now, you look at him in 1 year, actually, nothing the same. All of the cells replace themselves until now. He's 100% different, 100%, not 90%. Also spiritually, it's like that. You have parts of soul, parts of nefesh, of spirit, that are replacing themselves in a crazy speed all of the time. And it only depends into who you connect yourself to. If you want to connect yourself to Tzadikim, if you learn Torah from Tzadikim, from Rabbeinu HaKadosh, you learn Gemara on certain Tanaim, Amoraim, you learn Poskim, Shulchan Aruch, Mefarshim, you renew yourself in the letters of the Torah, in the water of the Torah, and you refresh yourself, and you purify yourself, and you're growing. But it all depends in your awareness, in your kavanah, in your intention. If you believe. The days that the Rebbe Milubavitch was the strongest, that he was the most famous in the world, that he was so powerful, he was so hidden. He was so hidden, he was locked in his room, he wouldn't go out. People almost couldn't meet him. Only once in a while he was having few meetings, and he would go once in a while to make another itvadut with the students. Almost nothing. Means the Rabbeinu is saying that when a person walks from one side to the other in his room, he can revive the dead. You can lachayot metim by walking in your house. I remember myself once in itvadut in my house. I made it bodedut like that in the living room at night. I think it was Motzei Shabbat. I realized, I felt that mamash, Rabbeinu can give me that thing. That I can revive the dead in this bodedut. I was davening, I was praying with my hands like that in the air. I felt like Hashem was with me in my living room. So why with me and with you not? Just because you say, no, with me not, with him yes. Why? Try that. You're over 18. You're allowed to do it, but it's okay. You're allowed to try. B'chanu nina b'zot, Hashem is saying, test me. Im lo eftach lachem et arubot ha-shamayim v'arikoti lachem b'racha ad bli dai. Hashem gonna open pipes from heaven.
to bless you. Blessing that you cannot, that you're just going to say, enough, enough, Hashem, enough. Too much. How many millions you need? How much shalom bayit you need? How much food you need? What you need? One house, shalom bayit with one wife. This is it. What you need? More than that. Hashem Yitbarach can give it to you. It's not a problem. Just go and take it. If you're not bringing vessels, how are you going to receive? Don't Hashem to spill it on you. Hashem want to wash you with that shefa. You want to receive it into the vessels. The words of the prayer are the vessels to contain the bounty, the shefa. If you say words with intention, with kavanah, you don't know. You can receive. You can receive. I'm telling each and every one of you. Don't believe me. Don't trust me. Go try that. Go to the field. Do different. Knew it what to do. Go today. Go now. Mamash, go now. Go now to the field. Do it, Buddha, do it. Go. Commit yourself to Hashem. Commit yourself. Cancel. You can reach Bitul. Rabbeinu in Torah 52 is explaining that this is how a person received Bitul. He reached Bitul. Totally canceled to Hashem. Totally canceled. How do you think that I can stand what that I'm going through in my life and I'm not afraid of nothing? In the last few days, even Rav Shalom is rebuking me and telling me different messages from different ways, and it's all a mess, all balagan. And I'm holding, and I don't care. And he rebukes me, and I tell him, "You and me were the best friends." I'm not listening to his rebuke. I have to believe in myself. If I'm not going to believe in myself, this is it. I went out from the game. You're not going to see me anymore. I need to believe in myself against all chances, against all odds, against all nature, against all opinions of everyone. The test is the test of reality, of what's going to be. That's the test. If you're going to succeed, everyone's going to be happy. If you're going to fail, so you failed. So in what it depends, in how much you're going to believe in yourself. This is it. No one's going to walk the way for you. Things that you need to achieve in your life, no one can do for you. Understandings that you need to come to them out of humility, out of itbodeduyot, out of pain, out of suffering, out of sacrificing. No one can do that for you, and no one will going to do that for you, even if he can. No one's going to take on himself your suffering. It's not going to be good for you. You need to know Hashem. You need to find Hashem. So find Him. How are you going to find Him? Talk to Him. You're going to talk to Him more. You're going to know Him more. Commit yourself to Him. Go to Him. Go to the field. Talk to Hashem. I'm telling you, you don't know what you can achieve. You can never imagine what you can achieve. Divine Spirit, Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh, each and every one of you can have Ruach HaKodesh. Why not? Why not? Because they told you that you cannot. Who? People that are ignorant, people that don't know nothing, people that haven't achieved nothing in their own lives, they broke you, they rebuked you, and break your spirit, and pushed you to sadness, to despair, to their own sadness, and to their own despair, to their own stress, to their own angers. They're trying to make you to be like them. And now they're going to throw it all on you again and again, and it will never going to end. You need to break that. Break that circle. Be happy with who that you are. Be happy from every small success that you have. Every small achievement that you have in your life. Be happy. Dance with the tzitzit. Dance with your kippah. Dance with your peot. Dance with your Shabbos. Dance with your friends. Dance with your Limud HaTorah. If that one word of Torah is small for you, so why are you learning? If it's not really huge, if it's not really great, so why are you bothering to suffer so much? Only if you're going to finish Shas, then you're going to be happy. I promise to you that with that attitude, if you're going to finish 7 times Shas, you are not going to be happy. Only Pikudei Hashem Yesharim Mesamchei Lev. When you learn straight the words of Hashem Yitbarach, you become happy. You become happy. And I'm telling you, I don't have a choice. My prayer's been answered already.
I asked, I begged to Hashem Yitbarach to give me the power to reveal Torah to Am Yisrael and to teach, and I couldn't stand the suffering of people when I saw people suffering, and I was begging for hours and hours on Am Yisrael. So Hashem saw my sorrow, Hashem saw my will, so He gave me, and He still gives me what that I have now. And we're about to open a new yeshiva, we're going to do it in Shari Chesed or in Rechavia, and I'm going to keep on coming and teaching here, and we're going to dance on two weddings, and we're not afraid of no one, and no one can touch us, and we're just going to be brave and happy, and going to do big things in the world, and we're going to make parties in Gan Saker every Thursday, and we're going to do amazing things. Yes, we're going to do good. Should we be afraid to serve Hashem? Should we be afraid to serve Hashem Yitbarach? No. So you also be brave, each and every one of you, in your point in Avodat Hashem, one in Bodeduyot, one in Shmona Esre, one in answering to his wife 30 calls a day. Everyone with his issues. Believe in yourselves, you can succeed. The blessing is because he respects his wife. Thank you very much.